Thank you for calling Therapy Well. Georgia speaking.
Oh, hi. I made an appointment for my daughter to see Brooke Shakespeare next week on Wednesday, the 26th of November. And she was away in Sydney yesterday, and I was talking to Sage, and he was working yesterday. I guess you know Sage, yes?
Yes.
Yeah. And he said, my daughter said she'd prefer Yonny, as in pronounced, spelt Gawnie, is that right?
Oh, Jannie. Yeah, Yanny.
Jannie.
I-E, yes.
Yeah, okay. But he said the only appointment for her was on the 12th of December, and my daughter's returning to New York City just for a short time. So is that correct? There's no other appointment with Yummy?
Let me double check. I can see if she's had any cancellations. Anything earlier?
The reason being is Emily is 37 and I think Brooke is 36. So Emily said she really prefers people in their 40s or 50s who've got more life experience than her.
Yes, unfortunately, it does look like the 12th of December is the next available appointment.
Okay. If I think Emily is staying here until my birthday, which is the 1st of December, could we put her on a waiting list for Yanni? Yeah, is it Jannie? Because Sage has got an American accent, I probably just didn't pick up the difference between G and J.
Yeah, it's a J, but yes, pronounced Yanny.
Is she the lady? She got white because I saw the photo on the website. It shows, and then when you zero in on the photo, you don't see many of the people. You know. But is she the one that had sort of with glasses and fairly blonde hair, shoulder length? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so I picked her out. Yeah, good. Is it possible to put Emily's name down if there's a cancellation? So I don't think
absolutely.
Emily is leaving till probably around the 2nd or 3rd of December. You know, it might even be the 4th of December, I'm not sure, but she hasn't bought the flight yet, but she's waiting. She's going to stay here till my birthday. So if I could put her name down, and I'll just give you her phone number.
Yep.
Hold on, Emily Vasik. She's got a new number. I'll just put my glasses on so I can see. Emily. Sorry, I'm up to J. Emily Rossick. Okay. Okay, so it is 0416.
Yep.
033. Is that right, Robert, this number? 255. Can you look at Emily's number just on your phone? Yeah. So 0416. 033255. I'll just check with my husband. No, come here. Just check. I'm just, because she comes in and out of New York City. Yeah, 0416 033 255. Yep, I'm just checking with my husband because every time she comes in, she gets a different SIM card. You know, as in... Hold on, it might even be on her WhatsApp because she's put the number on her WhatsApp. Yeah, 0416 033 255. It is. Yeah, that's it. Okay.
0433255.
But the other thing is, it looks like if we can't get Yanny, then we'll take Brooke. Emily's got a mental health plan. So I see a psychologist for the last 5 years and we get a discount through the mental health plan, you know, through the Commonwealth government. You know how you're entitled to...
Yeah, you get the rebate.
Yeah. So how is that done? Because we'll probably be paying for the appointment, the first appointment, which is 90 minutes. So how do we send you her mental health plan, do we? Is that right?
Yes, if you send it to us, and then we'll need her Medicare details and then also your Medicare details, because that way we can put you down as the claimant. So the rebate goes into the account you have linked to Medicare.
Yeah. All right. Well, could I give you my Medicare details now while we're on the phone?
Yes, that's all good. Sorry, let me just... Okay. So you were speaking to Sage yesterday.
Yeah.
So
And I didn't ask him the question because see, my psychologist charges $200. I know he's very cheap. But I only pay $100, you know, like I only pay 50%. And that's Emily hasn't worked for 3 years, so she's on a job seeker income, but she just, you know, she couldn't afford, like the first appointment is $397. Well, she couldn't pay that, you know. So what I'm trying to do is I'm just trying to work out how we do it, because if I'm paying, I'm already seeing a psychologist. So, yeah, how are we going to work that out? My daughter's the claimant, or I'm like, just explain to me how we do it. If it's just my daughter, then she's got to pay it. Is that right?
No. So what we can do is it'd be similar to like, you know, when parents bring their kids.
Yeah.
It's like, because there's no bank account linked to the kid's Medicare card necessarily, but the referral will be for the child because that's who's seeing whoever. We put in their Medicare details as like the person who's having the appointment, and then we add the parent's Medicare details as the claimant, and the claimant is who the rebate will go back to. So it's just linking your Medicare to it for the purposes of you receiving the money back, not saying that you're having the appointment.
Okay. She is, so I've sent her the registration form, you know, the intake email with the registration form, and she'll fill that out and send that back to you. Okay, and I've got my Medicare card in front of me. So my name is, you obviously need my name?
Yes.
Okay, so it's Camille Brinkworth.
And your date of birth?
Date of birth is the 1st of the 12th, 1954.
Yep.
And my Medicare card number is 4090.
Yep.
63668.
Yep.
6.
And your number on the card?
I'm number 1. So just to recap, I'll get Emily to fill out the registration form and she'll send it back to you guys. So what's your email address is on the, she'll just send it. It's therapy well, isn't it? That the reply to therapy well. So she'll send that back. I'm just looking at it, what Sage sent me. So if you reply...
Sage sent you an email.
Yeah, he sent me the welcome to Therapy Well, your intake form and important information, which I've forwarded on to Emily because Emily's 37, so she's an adult. So she should be able to fill it out. And she will send you also her mental health plan. Is that correct? The two things you need?
Yeah.
The mental health plan from her GP.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So we've got that. You'll forward the email to Emily. So there's a link in the email just for Emily to complete.
It says click here to fill out your online intake form.
Yeah. Great.
And then she fills it out and sends it back to you.
There'll be just like a button to submit. So I'm popping Emily on Yanni's list for cancellations.
Yes, good girl. Good, excellent. Because she would, in no offence to Brooke, but she'd prefer a young, an older lady.
Yeah.
And I saw the picture photo of, I haven't got a photo of, it's hard to work out who Brooke is in the photo. Because when you zero in on the photo, you can't see all of them, you know.
Have you gone to, if you go to the Meet the Team on the website, everyone's got
Yeah, but it only comes up as a few, someone yummy in the middle. It doesn't,
If you scroll down, they've all got individual profiles.
Okay.
I think
all right.
The team photo, Yanni's not in the team photo, I think. You're probably looking at Kim, one of our speech pathologists, but Yanni.
Okay.
Yanni also has blonde hair. But if you scroll down on the Meet the Team page, Yanni will be towards the bottom.
Okay, all right. So I'll just, if I go one, so you look at it on www.therapywell, is that right? Therapy Well?
Yep.
Therapy Well. So I'm just trying to do it while you're still here.
That's okay.
Oh, I put it in the wrong, here we are, Therapy Well. And then, so it comes up, the website. So the website's up. And
so if you go to About Us and then Meet the Team.
Meet the Team, how we can support you. Yeah, I think I'm on the wrong one. Therapy Well. Sorry, I'm just trying to do. Oh, it's Auckland Flower. Okay. Therapy Well. Oh, okay. So here's the website. So do you go all the way down or do you click on the side to see it says about us? Is it about us?
Click on About Us and then you click on Meet the Team.
Meet the Team. And go down. Go down. So yeah, you've got that's Brooke there. Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
And if you keep scrolling down, Yanni is a little further down.
Yanni. Yeah. Jack, Yanni, Karen. Oh, yeah. Is it Yanni Olsen?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, she looks good. Yep. Yeah, it'd be really good to get her. Brooke looks, what happened is Emily did try a psychologist about 3 months ago and she was roughly the same. He was, and he wasn't that great, but it would be. But if we can't get Yanni, we've got to go with Brooke. She just wants to see someone before she heads back to New York City, you know?
Yeah.
Here, Emily, I'll just show Emily. This is what Brooke looks like. And, I'm on a phone call with the receptionist, so hurry up. That's what Brooke looks like. You can tell a lot from looking at someone.
She looks lovely, yeah.
Yeah, and this is Yanni. She looks a bit like your mother. Yeah, that's Yanni.
Yeah, that's lovely.
So you prefer Yanni, or we're on a cancellation list to try and get.
I don't have Brooke looks lovely too. I don't mind, but I guess I typically prefer someone a little bit older, but just.
Yeah.
But maybe Brooke's like really, really.
Well, I know that Yanni has mentored Brooke, hasn't she?
Yes, Yanni was Brooke's, I think, supervisor for a while.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're on a cancellation list for Yanni.
Yeah, I think that sounds good to be on a cancellation list. And then...
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I've just sent Emily the registration form, so she'll fill it out. You've got to send the registration form back plus your mental health plan. Okay. All right. All good. What's your first name again?
My name's Georgia.
Georgia, you've done well. I've been a demanding person, so thank you.
That's all good. So I'll pop Emily on Yanni's cancellation list then, and then
yeah.
If you guys, once Emily's had a chance to, if Emily changes her mind or something like that.
We would prefer Yanni, but I know she only works every second week. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
And she works, what, 4 days a week there or 3 days a week?
Just one day at the moment.
Oh, just one day. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So just Fridays at the moment.
Yep. Okay. Oh, okay. Just Fridays. All right. But if we can't, it's just that Emily would like to talk to someone, you know, before she goes to New York. So say suggested Brooke because she's had a lot of experience or... Yep. Anyway, we'll go with who we can get into, basically. I'd say that Emily's going to be heading back to New York City around the 4th or 5th of December. So, yep. Anyway, Georgia, you've done it. Georgie or Georgia?
Georgia.
Georgia. You've done a great job listening to me.
So what I'll do then is I'll pop Emily on. So make sure Emily's on Yanni's cancellation list. And then would you like us, if it's looking like there isn't going to be a cancellation, like if everyone's confirmed all of their appointments and stuff, I'll get in contact with you about booking with Brooke.
Okay. Oh, well, we are booked with Brooke already. We've got Wednesday, the 26th of November at 2 p.m.
It doesn't look like... sorry, I'm just checking. I'm also sending a message to my practice manager now. It looks like...
He hasn't booked it.
No, I believe that my practice manager is under the impression that he was checking with Brooke about her calendar first.
Okay.
Brooke is also going on professional development next week.
So that's not going to work, is it?
So, no. So what I'll do is... I'll find
What about if we cancel completely with Brooke? Because it sounds like he hasn't booked it.
Yeah, I can't find a booking for Brooke.
Okay. Yes.
And her calendar's a bit busy at the moment because she's going on professional development.
Okay. Well, we'd prefer the older lady. Yeah. So Brooke's going to be next week. Emily, you haven't got the appointment next week because Brooke is away on professional development. Okay. Yeah, okay. All right, so maybe we'll just go for Yanni if we can get into her.
All right. I'll pop you in the cancellation list then, and I'll keep an eye out for any cancellations and give you a call. Someone cancels.
Yeah. Have you got my number? 04.
Yes. It looks like we've got your number down as a contact number.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And I've just given you Emily's number too. So that actually makes me feel better because I just get the feeling Brooke maybe look. It's probably a very nice person, but just maybe a bit too young. I think the older lady would be better.
Yeah, that's all good.
Okay.
I know that everyone's got their preferences with, you know, when they see someone, if they'd like them to be like their age or older.
She's had a bad experience with seeing another psychologist in his 30s and she didn't have a good experience. Yeah, so I think she'd prefer the older lady.
All good. Well, I'll, Emily's
right.
on the cancellation list and we'll get in touch when something becomes available.
Okay, excellent, Georgia. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for giving me a call. All right, that's
okay,
all good.
You.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Bye.